What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Friday, March 29th. And also, welcome to the weekend. This is the last show we've got in March of 2024. I love March. I always say that. There's so much going on sports-wise in the month of March. Take a look at yesterday. What did we have going on yesterday? A lot. We had opening day for the Miami Marlins. I was there. We had the Miami Open going on at Hard Rock Stadium. A really big tennis tournament. And I went there on Wednesday. It was the first time I had ever been to a tennis match. I've played tennis, like at a park. But I had never been to a real tennis match. I told you guys on Wednesday when I joined you that I was going. I went and I really had a fantastic time. Now, my time was better there because I had action on the matches. There was no way I was going to a tennis match without having action on it. If I didn't have action on it, if we didn't have Hard Rock Bet, would I say that going to a tennis match was absolutely fantastic? I don't know. I probably would have said it was really cool. It's a lot different than when you watch tennis on television. The whole setup at Hard Rock Stadium is really nice. They've done a tremendous job with that tennis event. It's really unbelievable how the inside of the stadium where the football field is, there's actually like a stadium built inside the stadium, partially. They use some seats on the shaded section, and then the other sections where you would have the sun, there's like half of a stadium built on that side because it's got to be closer to the court, of course. So it's really something. If you have not been, they've got it going on today. They got it going on tomorrow and then on Sunday. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, I'm sure will be very crowded. However, it's one heck of an event. If you don't go this year, go next year because it's really cool. And if you've got the app and you wager, it makes the experience so much better. So we had opening day yesterday. We got more baseball tonight. We got the tennis tournament going on. Yesterday, we also had the Florida Panthers playing at home in Sunrise. They clinched a playoff spot yesterday, but it didn't feel like anything to celebrate because they lost a game that they should have won. So baseball, hockey, tennis, the Sweet 16, that started yesterday. We got the Miami Heat at home tonight, 10 games left in the regular season. It's a fun time of the year. There's no way around it. And now that we've got baseball games all the way until my second favorite month of the year on the sports calendar, that would be October. I'm loving this. October, we get the baseball postseason. October, we got the NFL. We got college football. A ton of sports action. I personally had the perfect Miami day yesterday. Not just sports-wise. I could have gone from Lone Depot Park to the Amerant Bank Arena, but I would have had traffic. I would have got there late. I was never going to do it. It was not in my plan. My plan all along was go to Lone Depot Park, which I did. Then after the Marlins game, go to Joe's Stone Crab in Miami Beach, which I did. The results at the ballpark were not good. The results at Joe's Stone Crab, they were excellent. I go there with a buddy of mine, sit down at my table with my server, Mike Lee. True story. I've been going to Joe's Stone Crab for about 25 years now. And every time I go to Joe's, I have the same server. Obviously not by coincidence, but that's my guy. And now Uncle Luke, when he goes, he's always asking for him. They know I'm coming. They got my table. I sit with my boy Mike Lee. Big Mike, if you've ever been to Joe's or you go in the future, just say, hey, I want to at least meet Big Mike. And he'll come say hi to you. Maybe he'll even bring you a piece of key lime pie. Those stone crabs last night, I posted them on my IG story, the video where you actually see Big Mike. And then the post in my regular IG, just a regular post, a picture of the stone crabs. I don't know if it's because I hadn't been there in a while, but they were delicious last night. So good. And I only dip them in drawn butter. I'm a drawn butter guy. I put them right in there, and oh, they're just so delicious. So yesterday, catch a baseball game, go have an epic meal at Joe's Stone Crab, get back to the house, watch baseball on television. It was fun. My results yesterday on the app were not good. That part wasn't fun. But I was watching the Panthers game while I was at Joe's. I had the Bally Sports app open and on right there on my phone. Got to see the Panthers lose to the New York Islanders. Lose my parlay. What are you doing, Paul Maurice? Why are these lines changing all the time? Why is Sam Reinhart on the third line? I asked a couple of people that yesterday. And I was told, oh, because he plays well with those guys. You know who Sam Reinhart plays well with and the rest of the line plays well? Verhage, Barkov, Reinhart, top line. Why are we changing this all of the time now? I haven't even officially started the show yet. I will shortly. And I'm not starting with the Panthers, but it just irks me. Not because the parlay didn't come in. I mean, that part sucks. But you win and lose. And as long as you hit parlays that pay 3-1, 4-1, you could lose a couple. You're still winning money. A lot of people don't realize that because they're new to wagering. Oh, you lost two. Well, if you follow along, and I don't tell you to follow along, you could do whatever you want. I post the wagers. That's it. You could look at them. You could throw them away. You could do the same thing. You can go against me. Do whatever you want. But if you're hitting two out of every six, and the two that you hit pay 3 or 4-1, do the math. Sometimes they pay even more than that. It's not about losing two in a row. Come on. It's just simple math here. In any event, Paul Maurice needs to go back to the lines that were working before the trade deadline and get this together. I could have used the bleep here on the computer. There's a button for it, but I figured I was just better off not saying the word in case the computer messes up and then it goes out on the airwaves and then people start complaining, although I'm sure you complain for anything, some of you. And then the next thing you know, you get phone calls. Nah, the station's great. We love each other. At least I think we do. All right, I got a lot to get to this hour. Tons of information in front of me. A lot to talk about. But I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Opening day yesterday at Loan Depot Park. I almost said Marlins Park. And I could. Loan Depot doesn't pay me, but it's Loan Depot Park. I was in the first base garage. I was walking to the media entrance. And the first thing I see and hear, instruments. There was a high school band playing out there. Yesterday was not the strangest opening day in Marlins history. That's for sure. They've had a lot stranger than yesterday. I remember when Michael Buffer came out and he introduced Jared Saltalamacchia.
Jared Saltalamacchia!
That was very odd. I also recall when the Marlins had a rain delay in a stadium that has a roof.
All of a sudden, yep. That cloud has opened up.
One of those little pop-up showers we get here in South Florida, and you don't expect that inside Marlins Park.
And they didn't expect it.
That also was odd. But to lose to the Pittsburgh Pirates in 12 innings, when in the 10th and 11th inning and 12th, you have a runner placed on second base, yeah, that's not good. Maybe not so strange because that rule's been in place for a little while now. I hate the rule. But to have a nice lead against the Pirates and then...
You blew it!
And lose in 12 innings? Not good. There's no question in my mind the strangest thing that happened yesterday at that ballpark. And I hope we never see this happen again. And we probably won't. Do you know what it is? The strangest thing? Luis Arraez going 0 for 6. Forget about the instruments. Forget about anything else going on in that ballpark. Blowing a lead. Luis Arraez goes 0 for 6. This is the two-time defending batting champion. That was very strange to me. I'm not saying he's not good now. I'm not saying, oh my gosh, he better pick it up. I'm just saying, out of everything that went on in that ballpark yesterday, and there was a lot going on, Arraez going 0 for 6 was the strangest thing to see. The Marlins offense, it started out well. Tim Anderson had a nice RBI. My lookalike Jake Berger had a two-run single. The Marlins had a 5-2 lead. Things were looking good. But then that was it. That was the end of the scoring. The offense just disappeared. And as far as the pitching goes, they used a ton of guys for game one. You're in the middle of a 7-game homestand, 7 straight days. Maybe you don't want to use as many guys day one, especially when you got A.J. Puck going in your second game, which is tonight. And A.J. Puck was a closer. He was a reliever. So what do you do this evening? Hope A.J. Puck can go. I mean, he's not going to go 7. You hope he can go 6? Not throw a lot of pitches? He goes 6 innings tonight? I think that would be the max. The game turned yesterday in the 8th inning. Sixto Sanchez, a guy we've heard about for years, and we've only heard about him because of his injuries. He was always struggling to get back. Sixto's throwing from this amount of feet today. He's going to ramp it up to 45 feet next week. Now he's playing long toss. That's all we heard about. So after all of that talk for years, 8th inning, the Marlins are up. Second pitch. O'Neill Cruz, who, yes, is named after Paul O'Neill, he takes Sixto Sanchez deep, and we got a tie game. The lead is gone. The momentum is gone. And there were so many opportunities for the Marlins to win on opening day, but they just couldn't come up with a big hit late. It's one of 162, but it's opening day. Like, you want to win on opening day, especially if you're at home. You want to win every game, but you're home for opening day. The Marlins aren't the only team that lost at home on opening day, but come on. And then the fans would have gotten a free Whopper Jr. I don't know if you saw my tweet from earlier today. The Marlins have a promotion. Every person in South Florida who goes to a Burger King the day after the Marlins win at home, they can get a free Whopper Jr. You don't have to buy anything. You go in there. I think you've got to like click the offer on Burger King's app or the website, That's what I was reading, the terms and conditions. You click the offer, you go into the Burger King, and you get a free Whopper Jr. if the Marlins won at home the previous day. And when you go into the Burger King, you can also get buy one, get one free Marlins tickets. They're going to have that supposedly all season long inside Burger Kings. Pretty cool promotion. You know, the Heat's like 50% off Papa John's, so you still got to pay. The Panthers, their buy one, get one free chicken tenders at some restaurant that I don't even think exists in Miami-Dade County, so you still got to pay for something. This is a Whopper Jr. for free. So last night, Marlins fans who wanted that Whopper Jr., you can get it today, but you got to pay for it. Fans really didn't even know about that. I think they put it up on the screen, but my tweet from this morning got some play, and now it's known by more Marlins fans. And you don't even have to be a Marlins fan. You could tell your neighbor, Michelle in Miami, hey, go get a Whopper Jr. today at Burger King. It's free. The Marlins won yesterday at home, but they didn't. Maybe you could say that tomorrow. Tell Michelle that tomorrow. Or Larry in Lakeland. Tell Larry in Lakeland. Actually, he couldn't get it in Lakeland, though. He would have to drive to Broward County to get a free Whopper Jr. That's not like the big conversation now, but you know how I am. I like helping you guys out when you can get things for free, promotions, that kind of stuff. I like a good atmosphere here on the airwaves and with all of you in your cars and your offices or your homes or your bathrooms, wherever you're tuned in from. Atmosphere is always a big topic. And the atmosphere yesterday at Lone Depot Park, it was a pretty good crowd. You could hear some instruments. It wasn't like the World Baseball Classic or the Caribbean Series. But at the same time, it wasn't the world's most exciting game either. The Marlins had a nice burst of offense, and then that was it. The bubble bursted. And when the home team is not hitting, when they're not scoring, there's not much to be fired up about. What are you going to cheer for? Lizardo started yesterday. He's the Marlins' ace right now. I thought he was fine. He wasn't great. He wasn't horrible. He was fine. He was good. Decent. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 8 Ks. That was good enough to get a win. Was it dominant ace material? No. But given the circumstances, I would have signed up for that performance. And Jazz Chisholm Jr., he looked good yesterday. When he is healthy, he is good, and he is so much fun to watch. The way he ran around to score on that Jake Berger hit and then the slide. He also had a great catch in the outfield. Jazz is dynamic. He's just got to be healthy. There's another guy in the Marlins who I know is healthy, but he can't do anything. That's Avi Garcia. What do you do with him? They're paying him $12 million this year. They're paying him $12 million next year. He's locked in for 2025 at $12 million. And then in 2026, he's got a $12 million deal, and the Marlins can buy him out for $5 million. What do you do with him? He can't hit. He wasn't able to come through last night. He wasn't able to come through last year. He's getting paid. He doesn't have to do anything. It's crazy. He's just so bad. I looked it up earlier, and I want to say in his 3 years, this is his fourth year, in his 3 years with the Marlins, he's hitting like 215 and has 10 or 11 homers in 3 years. He hasn't been healthy, and when he is healthy, he does nothing. So what good does that do for you? I was a little surprised, just real quickly to touch on this. I was a little surprised that the Marlins traded John Birdie the other day. I was off yesterday because I was at the game. But I was surprised by that because he could play a lot of positions. He's got speed. He just gives Skip Schumacher options. And from what I understand, he was very well liked in the clubhouse. So trading John Birdie, that kind of tells me the Marlins are not in win-now mode. It tells me they're in we-want-prospects and win-in-the-future mode. I just hope the Marlins don't reverse roles from last year where they won all of these one-run games. And now yesterday they start off the season losing a one-run game because that would make a major difference. Remember, last year they just got in, and they had an incredible record in one-run games. So let's just hope yesterday was a one-off, and that's it. We move on to today with A.J. Puk, the number two starter for your Miami Marlins. Tomorrow, I won't be at Loan Depot Park. I will be at Gulfstream Park for the Florida Derby. Tomorrow is Florida Derby Day, and it is going to be awesome at Gulfstream Park. Plus, the weather tomorrow is supposed to be perfect. If you want a table for the Florida Derby at the Trackside Restaurant 10 Palms, I don't even know if they've got any left, really. Yesterday, I had heard from someone there's only a couple left, or when I say couple, like 8 or 9. I don't know if they've got any left now. If you can't get a table, you could still go to Gulfstream Park and have a great time. You'll just have to be outside and not inside the Trackside Restaurant 10 Palms. Visit GulfstreamPark.com right now. If you can't get a reservation online, call them. See what you could do. But if you don't want a table and you just want to get in on the action, head on over to Gulfstream Park. Tomorrow is the Florida Derby. It is going to be amazing. I will be there. Maybe I will see you there. And hopefully we can all win together. The Florida Derby happening tomorrow in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Jimmy Butler was back at the Miami Open. That's where he was last night. He didn't make it to the Heat Warriors game. He was sick. But last night, Jimmy was able to make it to Hard Rock Stadium for another match in the tennis tournament. He managed to be there for his friend. You want to talk about a bad look? Jimmy Butler, we know all about him. We know about playoff Jimmy. Jimmy's about waiting until the games count. But he's also the Miami Heat's best player. He's also on a max contract. So to miss a game after going to the Miami Open, and then before you play your next one, you're right back at the tennis tournament. I know he likes tennis. I know he's got friends in tennis. But as a basketball superstar, I am telling you that 100% bugs people in the organization. They're not going to say anything because there's only 10 games left in the regular season. Whether it's the playoffs or the play-in, the Miami Heat are going to need Jimmy Butler. So even though this is a slap in the face to his teammates in the organization and also to every fan who breathes Miami Heat basketball, Jimmy Butler wants to watch his tennis, and that's that. He's sick for the game, but he wants to go out there the day before and then after and go watch tennis. Now tonight, the Miami Heat, they should clobber Portland. I think Miami's like a 15-point favorite. That's a lot for an NBA game. And the Heat aren't a one seed. This isn't the Celtics playing the Blazers. The Heat are not considered a marquee regular season team. So that big spread in a Heat game, it's less of a compliment for the Heat, and it's more of an insult to the Blazers. The line doesn't say the Heat are so good. The line says Portland is really bad. And I think here in South Florida, we're well aware why Portland is really bad. we're probably also well aware how the Heat could be much better. But Portland decided to be really bad and make a bad deal with someone not named Pat Riley. I want to tell you about a good deal. A good deal with a man named Stewie. Stewie has got the bagel loan for you. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, if you're refinancing, you want Stewie and you want the bagel loan. What is the bagel loan? When you look at a bagel, what do you see in the middle? You see a big zero, and that is what you will pay Stewie. Zero. You pay him nothing. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan. You could Google bagel loan and Stewie if you want. But here's the most important part about the bagel loan. How you can get it. And you can get it if you call Stewie. I'm going to give you Stewie's personal cell phone number. Don't write it down if you're driving. But put it in your head. Have somebody else in the car put it in their phone for you. Here it is. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. That is Stewie's personal cell phone number. If you're buying a home, if you're refinancing, if you need a mortgage, you pay Stewie nothing with the bagel loan. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. Before Craig Minervini from Bally Sports Florida joins me, he's a busy dude, and I guess Neymar is as well. Neymar threw out the first pitch opening day for the Marlins, and then later on he posted a picture on his Instagram with David and Victoria Beckham. Neymar going to come to Inter Miami? Is he going to take his talents to Commercial Boulevard just south of Palm Beach County? Or is he just chilling with David Beckham? I'll say this about Inter Miami. If there's one thing this team does, they live up to their slogan, freedom to dream. They sell that dream. They've been selling the dream of a stadium next to Miami International Airport for over a decade. There was supposed to be a groundbreaking in 2023. Ceremonial groundbreaking. Never happened. Some people actually think they're going to be playing there in 2025. Never, ever gonna get it. My gosh. I have the freedom to dream about winning my poker tournament for the fourth time in a little bit more than a year. Come on out to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood Tuesday night. It's just a few days away, early next week, April 2nd. Can you believe it's already going to be April? The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament is happening this coming Tuesday night, April 2nd. It's got $20,000 minimum in the prize pool. It's just $250 to buy in. I'm going to be giving out an exclusive same-game parlay that night at my tournament for everyone in attendance. I'm not going to be posting it on IG. It will be in attendance only for my poker tournament, and I really believe that one is going to win. I mean, I think they're all going to win. Otherwise, I wouldn't put them in, but I've got a really good feeling about it on Tuesday night. Come on out. Cards are in the air at 6 p.m. You can register until 9:30 p.m. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool Tuesday night at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. All right, here on this Friday, I was telling you I went to the Marlins game yesterday. They didn't win, so that means no free Whopper Jr. today at a Burger King. But we do get Craig Minervini. No Whopper Jr. Instead, we get Craig Minervini. Craig, no Whopper Jr. for you either, unless you're going to go and pay. You knew that, right?
I like a good Whopper Jr. I wasn't even aware of that promotion.
Yeah, you know, I tweeted it. You should follow my tweets a little bit closely, unless you're still hacked.
Yes.
But the Marlins, their fans can get a free Whopper Jr. after each home win this season. You just go to Burger King the following day, and you get a free Whopper Jr.
That's awesome. Last year, they went 44, something like that at home?
Well, that was my next question. 46. How many? We're not going to talk in wins anymore. We're just going to talk in for home games in Whopper Juniors. So after what we saw yesterday, how many Whopper Juniors do you believe one Marlins fan will be able to get in 2024?
Is this paying or as a complimentary?
That's true. That's a great question. Great follow-up. For
there
free.
You go.
For
no,
free.
I know. I look, they won 46 at home last year. It'd be tough to duplicate that, but I think you'd be happy if you can get, you know, you want to be over 500 at home. So if you give me 45 junior Whoppers this year, I think I'd take that.
45 Whopper Juniors.
That's what I'm looking for.
Do you look at do you look at yesterday's game, Minervini, and say it's a little bit worse than a usual loss because it's opening day?
Yeah, I think so. And that, maybe not so much because it's opening day, because they should have really won the ball game. The offense was clicking the first five innings, scoring five runs, hitting the ball all over the place. And it was surprising to me, because Keller's one of their best pitchers, right? He's their opening day pitcher. He's their ace. And that wasn't surprising they hit him. What surprised me is they didn't get to the Pirate bullpen. They only had one hit after the fifth inning, and they obviously all those chances with the placed runner in the 10th, 11th, even maybe even to tie the game in the 12th, and they just could not come up with a big hit.
When you look at that game yesterday, what would you say the reason the Marlins lost was, other than, hey, the Pirates scored more runs?
Two for 17 runners in scoring position. I mean, they had 17 chances. By the way, the Pirates were also 2 for 17. So you could say that washed each other. But no, the Marlins had their opportunities. A couple guys out in the seventh. Obviously, the placed runner situation. When I thought that this guy Declan Cronin, did an amazing job. He comes in the 10th inning. Nobody's ever heard of the guy. And he pitches three innings and allows only the one run with the placed runner, which you would take any day of the week with a runner in scoring position, nobody out. Tremendous plays defensively. They threw three Pirates out at the plate in extra innings and still lost. But, Andy, they hit into two double plays in the extra innings. You know, you can't do that and try and win a ball game.
How many games, Craig, do you think this year we will see Luis Arraez go 0-6?
Never happened in his career before. It's the first time. I don't think you're going to see it again. I mean, track record. It had never happened where he came to the plate six times and did not get on base one way or the other.
So why do you think it happened yesterday?
Well, it just happens. It's baseball.
Well, no, wait a minute. You can't say it happens. It never happened.
Well,
but, all right?
But that's baseball. You go to the game, you see something that never happened before, and it happens. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But
like trombones just, in the crowd, that kind of stuff?
Trombones in the crowd. There was a guy with a tuba yesterday, I noticed. No, he didn't have a tuba. But no, it's just one of those things. There's no. He hit a couple balls hard. He moved the guy over in the 12th to third base with one out. You'll take that. And they had the number two and three guys up. They just couldn't get it going. You know, they're going to try and find. It takes a little while sometimes, Andy, to find your groove in your lineup. Now, it's only day one, so no big deal. But to try and see where you want the guys. I think he likes Arraez, certainly leadoff, probably Bell up top. But who's your number three guy? Is it De La Cruz? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it makes a switch there.
Anderson. You say that. Again, Craig Minervini with Bally Sports Florida joining us here on the Andy Slater Show. You say that, and while I understand and I somewhat agree, but wouldn't some people say to that, Craig, isn't that what spring training is for, to kind of see what works?
You know, it seems like today, Andy, that spring training is to get your at-bats, to get ready for the season, but it's not so much game prep. I'm sure they're making opinions along the way, and I'm sure Skip Schumacher has grabbed, you know, 20 cocktail napkins and put lineups down on it and probably goes to sleep thinking about this guy or that guy. But it evolves, I think, in every lineup. You make changes during the season. And when you have a lineup with the Marlins, you're not locked in with superstar-laden corner outfielders, for one. You're not quite sure. Is De La Cruz better? And, you know, he hit 257 last year. He didn't have the big year like he did coming off September, though he did drive in a bunch of runs and hit close to 20 homers. He's not, I don't think, your locked-in number three hitter. I think it's going to be the hot guy. Berger had three hits yesterday. You know, Tim Anderson had a good day at the plate, big double. Maybe he moves up. We'll see what they do with the lineup. But
I think it's going to take a little while to lock in. And sometimes you don't even lock in. You lock in the first two spots, but you're juggling 3 through 9.
What do you expect? And I know you'll be going on TV shortly on Bally Sports Florida. What do you expect to see out of A.J. Puk tonight?
It's interesting. He never has started in the major leagues before, but he did have over 40 minor league starts. He's added a couple of pitches. Andy, I didn't see him closely in spring training, so I haven't really watched him close enough. I'll get a good look, obviously, tonight. But they liked enough what they saw. They kind of raved about him, actually, with these two new pitches. Then maybe this will work out better. Remember last year he had a great start as the closer, but then he struggled in the second half of the year. He's got good stuff. I'm intrigued to see this because he's not a guy I would have said in the offseason that's going to be in your rotation. And obviously injuries open up a spot, but they like him better there. And I will take Mel Stottlemyre Jr.'s opinion over mine any day of the week.
What do you think, though, Craig, from what we've seen in spring, at least number-wise from him and others, do you think that could translate into the season? Or, like you said before, it's just spring?
Yeah, I don't think spring means a lot other than you look at the stuff and maybe how hitters are reacting. I don't really put much credence into spring. In fact, really, the first part of the year, it's hard to, you know, the guy has a good April. Anybody could have a good April. Remember, he stopped Choi? He had 9 homers in April, right, for the Marlins? And I remember McKeon saying, let's see what he does in July. You know? But it's just the beginning. It's one game out of 162. It's such a microscopic event, but you do want to win. It does feel bigger on opening day. It feels like you lost a week instead of a game for some reason.
You cover the Marlins and the Panthers. I'm going to ask you a question here, and you're probably going to have to think about it for maybe 2.5 seconds because it's just not a normal question. Over the next 2.5 weeks, which team has more wins, the Marlins or Panthers?
See, I thought you were going to tell me which team.
Stop
right
trying
now
to buy time.
All right, wait. I'm buying time because you told me I had time. I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say which team would you lock in the playoffs, and I would say Panthers, because they
stop trying
last
to
night.
Do math in your head.
Who's going to have more wins in the next 2 weeks? How many games do the Panthers have in the next 2 weeks?
Five, six, ten. Whoa! In the next two weeks. Sorry.
How many?
Probably about 9, 8, 9.
You know, it's a good question.
Of course it's a good question. You think I ask non-good questions here?
You know, well, I'm on the show a lot. I'm used to that. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Trust me, I haven't thought about it either.
They're going to be tied with 6 wins each. The Marlins should have a good homestand here. They're playing the Pirates and the Angels. Then they go north. They got the Yankees, right, next?
Mm-hmm.
It's
too early it was supposed to be a simple question with a simple answer.
And well, it's not a simple
you,
answer.
You turned it into like a 2-minute discussion now.
The Marlins are going to have more wins because they'll have way more games. They play every day.
What's going on with the Panthers? You know, I mentioned it earlier. I'm sure you were tuned in anyway on your way to the ballpark. But
I heard a little bit.
Thank you. I don't like what Paul Maurice is doing with these lines and changing them. And he had Verhage, Barkov, and Reinhardt on the top line forever. They were doing great. And now it's like mix and match. Do you think that's the problem?
No, I don't think so. I'm a little concerned because since the trade deadline, they haven't gelled like you thought they would.
Right.
And you felt that they were going to be better. And I still think they will be better with Tarasenko in there as the key guy. But they had a nice little thing going. Sometimes it upset the apple cart a little bit. It throws you off a little bit. They haven't played well. There are certain, for example, the Boston game. I thought they played a very good game and didn't come up with 2 points. They got a bad penalty there late, you know, one of those over the glass. But I didn't have a problem with that. But a game like last night, you have an issue with that. And if you watch Maurice's postgame, he did too.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk much.
He certainly did.
He was upset with the game. Maybe the refs too. I thought certainly, and Chick pointed this out in the postgame, there was a tripping. They missed a blatant trip on Bennett in front of the net. And then I thought they could have got him for goalie interference on the third goal. But still, you scored two.
How do you have a
You got to win that game.
How do you have a 51-goal score on the third line?
Boy, your first two lines must be really good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my first two questions were really good.
If you have a 51 goal score in your third line, your first two are good. Look, the numbers at the third line, first line, it comes down to minutes, Andy. I don't have the minutes in front of me.
Yeah, I saw
He wasn't gypped in minutes, right?
Right, correct.
So, sometimes you do that for matchups. You don't want to play this line against that line. You're the home coach. I'm assuming that was the case. He didn't want to put that line against this line, so they mix and match a little bit. I think he said on the post game that he wants to have it all locked down by the Boston road game, which is coming up in about four games. So coaches do this a lot. Look, you're juggling, you throw things in the blender when things aren't working.
Yeah. Well, Spo does it. He does a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, so. You throw it in the blender. And, things right now are not clicking for the Panthers. Surprisingly, they're only 2 points back of first with a game in hand still. But to me, Andy, I want first place if I'm the Panthers. I don't want the 2-3 matchup, and I want home ice.
2-3 matchup would give them probably Toronto, right?
Probably Toronto, but Tampa Bay is surging. Probably Toronto. I'm not saying Toronto scares the you-know-whats
out of Tampa. Me. Give me Tampa.
I'd rather probably play Tampa, and maybe an outside shot, although not looking as strong now, is you get the eighth seed, which could be a Washington, an Islander team, even though they just beat it, but they're a few points out. Detroit, if you're 1-8, that's the matchup you get before you get either a Toronto or Boston.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're not starting a "We Want Toronto" chant.
No, Toronto's they don't scare me. I think the Panthers could beat the Leafs, but when you got Austin Matthews out there. Yeah.
Panthers,
he's not on
anybody.
The third line.
They could beat anybody.
They could put it. You've been waiting for them to put it together forever. They have a great regular season and they die in the playoffs. But they wouldn't scare me. I'm just saying the Panthers are favored in that series because of the defensive play the Panthers have had. But right now, the Panthers have got to straighten it out because you're not feeling as good about the team generally as you did about a month ago.
Craig Minervini, Bally Sports, Florida. You could watch him on the broadcast in just a couple of hours from Lone Depot Park. Let's get them free Whopper Juniors tomorrow, Minervini. Do something about it.
Whopper Junior on me.
Well, there's a lot of people who tune into
for
the
you.
Show.
No, only for you.
Oh, okay.
You.
I was going to say that's going to be for you. That's going to be expensive if the Marlins do not win tonight. That's going to cost.
I'm not
you
Marlins
lot.
Man here. I'm not money bags, Mr. Marlins man, throwing his money away.
Take care, buddy.
All right, see ya,
Craig Minervini, Bally Sports, Florida. Thought he was going to buy everybody Whopper Juniors, regardless of the result tonight. All right, that's all the time I got for this Friday afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.